Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening. The long-awaited Section 4 Class D semifinal between two unbeatens and two of the top three ranked teams in New York State Public High School. The South Courtright Rams coming in at 19-0. They are the top seed or the number one ranked team in Class D, but they are the second seeded behind Southern Cayuga, who we have found out has already made it to the championship game by virtue of their 57-43 win over Skenivas, a game just concluded here at SUNY Oneonta. Their opponent, the Franklin Lady Purple Devils, coming in with a perfect 18-0 record, champions of the Tri-Valley League. They are ranked number three in New York State and also number three in the Section 4 Class D seeding. And again, don't let it fool you. Southern Cayuga plays in an IAC conference that has all C and B schools, so even losing to a B school is better than beating a D school. So with that in mind, Southern Cayuga is the top seed, and they have indeed made it to the championship game, which will be played this Saturday. The other team will be the winner on the game tonight, South Courtright and Franklin. We have a ton of people already logging on from all across the country. We have a heavy concentration in Texas tonight between Dallas and Austin, Texas. We've got at least three people logging on in those locations: Huntington, West Virginia, Riverview, Florida, New York City, Bloomville, New York. The list goes on. We'll try to give a shout-out to everybody that we possibly can. We start our Section 4 Class D semifinal broadcast with a note that our broadcast is a presentation of WCDL Sports Rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And we start our game, as usual, with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. And it's sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 of Riverside, Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, the phone number to call is 563-4311. 607-563-4311. With so many people out of the area logging in tonight, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. That would be Coach Josh Burrows in his seventh season, 139 wins in seven seasons. There are no stranger to championship ball games. So good luck to them. And of course, Coach Mike Dutcher and the Franklin Lady Purple Devils, defending Class D Section 4 champions. Also a note, Harpersville, the other team that we're following in Section 4, Class C, they are out to a 28-20 lead at halftime against Candor. There's a little bit of foul trouble going on there, but a very physical game in Candor, the higher seed against an undefeated Harpersville team, ranked number one in New York State as well. How nice that would be to see two number one teams go all the way, but will it be South Courtright or Franklin on this end? We'll have to wait. And we are getting set for tonight's game. Got some stats for you and got some recaps on how both teams got here in their two Section 4 tournament wins so far. It is live Section 4 playoff basketball right here at SUNY Oneonta and on your local sports leader, WCDL.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more from McDonald's. Some prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Mondays in March, get a small chocolate chip frappe for $1. Yep, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only. Limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, my goodness, it is so, so heartwarming to know and exciting for me to know in this day of high technology that we've got people logging on all over the place. There are a slew of people waiting on the doormat, so to speak, for us to open the door for tonight's broadcast. Knowing that the game was supposed to start at 7:45, I knew better, and I knew it wasn't going to start until 8 o'clock, but you know how that goes. Everybody's highly anticipating, and I've got two scores for you from the Class C. For those of you interested in everything Section 4, I've got Elmira Notre Dame leading Lansing at the half 17-12. Remember, Bainbridge Guilford, had they made a few more free throws, they were 7 for 27. Just two more free throws would have gotten them a one-point win. And so Notre Dame outlasted them. They're now leading top seed Lansing 17-12 at the half. Harpersville is leading 28-20 over second-seeded Cander in their semifinal. Right here, the first game was won by Southern Cayuga. Now, I did watch the entire game. I got here early enough. Had to have the VIP parking. And it was a 20-9 Southern Cayuga league, but darn those Skenevis Dragons. They came back. They tied it at 27 early in the second half, and then it was mostly Southern Cayuga from there. The closest it got after that was 39-33 on two free throws at the end of the third quarter, and then Cayuga, the Chiefs, just outlasted Skenevis, but what a job by Skenevis to get that far, 57-43. We've got other people logging on from Ormond Beach, Florida, Rochester, New York, Salem, either New Hampshire or Massachusetts, but let's just say Salem in New England, because I think there's one town of each in those states, Gettysburg, Florida, Mission, Texas, Celebration, Florida, Louisville, Kentucky, and on and on and on it goes, so it's outstanding. A physical game out there in Cander with Harpersville winning. A couple of starters are in foul trouble for Harpersville already. They're going to have to be careful like they were the other night. For the South Courtright Rams, they come in with the youngest team I've ever seen this far along. They have one senior. Her name is Kayla Waricha. She's averaging 6 points, three rebounds, and three steals a game. They've got Brianna Lang, who's a freshman, averaging over 11 points a game and five assists per game. They've got Kayla Waricha. Oh, I just mentioned her, didn't I? They have Lexi DuBois, who has got 10 points, 10 rebounds, according to Coach Burroughs. She is a freshman. She's also averaging 4 assists, according to the coach. Savannah Javi, who is a sophomore, she's averaging 6 points a ball game. Tori Rockefeller is their mainstay, a sophomore, just a sophomore now. She's averaging 17 points a game, or actually more like 13 points a game. I think he embellished the numbers, but 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals. She's got 23 three-pointers this year. So he gave me 17 points a game. The newspaper had 12.3 points a game, but I will tell you this. In the two sectional games so far, Tori Rockefeller has 20 points and 20 points. South Courtright defeated Downsville in the first round 68-30. It was 46-9 at the half, so everybody got a lot of playing time in the second half. Rockefeller, as I said, with 20 points, 3 three-pointers. Lang had 13, Du Bois had 16, and that was a total of 49 of the 68 points scored by the big three there. And again, in Cherry Valley Springfield, the second round on Saturday, Rockefeller led the way with 20 points, 2 three-pointers. Lang chipped in with 12. It was more of a balanced effort, 53-29. But here's a telling stat for you. South Courtright with 4 for 14 in the first game. That's 28.6%. They were 8 for 21 in the second game. That's about 38%. They've got to do much better if they're going to continue on in championship form. And they were in championship form 2 years ago when they went to the Final Four before losing to Alba. They defeated Oriskany in the state quarterfinals. Franklin, to segue over to the Lady Purple Devils, they won Section 4 last year. Their season came to an end right here on this floor a week afterwards, losing to Oriskany, as Oriskany then went on to the Final Four. So both teams here very familiar with championship caliber of play, and it's kind of weird for me to see the purple in the Purple Devils, as they normally are wearing white when they come here, but they are the lower seed at number 3. No surprise here, led by Jordan Beers, the second highest all-time scorer in Section 4, behind another girl that I had a pleasure to cover several years, Hannah Kimmel of Harpersville. Right now, it's 2,371 points scored by Beers, and she's averaging 25.4 a game this year. Marissa Cawley, a senior, at 17.5. Much improved this year. She already had the goods. This year, she's refined her game, 12.2 rebounds, 2.1 blocks per ball game. Well, I've been yakking on about these guys, and they're about to, we're going to see if there's going to be a national anthem. I'll tell you what, we're going to step away, though. Franklin and South Courtright, because I don't think it's a live singer. We are going to step away for our final break of the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show, and when we come back, it'll be the starting lineup. So stay with us. Section 4, Class D, girls semifinals here at Oneana on WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When the cold weather hits, gets, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tour Arena. It's time for Game 2 of the Section 4 Class B semifinals as the Franklin Purple Devils take on the South Portland Rams. Franklin is 18-0, South Portland is 19-0. And now, for the starting lineup. First, for Franklin, junior, number 2, Jessica Downing. For South Portland, sophomore, number 10, Dorian Rockefeller. For Franklin, senior, number 10, Marissa Molly. For South Portland, freshman, number 11, Brianna Lane. For Franklin, sophomore, number 15, Mariah Dolphiley. For South Portland, junior, number 15, Kaylin Hitchman. For Franklin, senior, number 32, Barbara Walter. For South Portland, freshman, number 20, Liberty Leroy. For Franklin, senior, number 23, Jordan Peter. For South Portland, sophomore, number 21, Savannah Tommy. Head coach for Franklin is Mike Dutcher. Head coach for South Portland is Josh Burrow.
Nice job by my friend, Mr. John Horn, who is the part of the library staff at the National Baseball Hall of Fame. He has promised me a behind-the-scenes tour, meaning the white glove tour of the National Baseball Hall of Fame. What a nice job he does with the introductions and the music and everything. So you heard the starting lineup, and the sound you heard behind or beside him was Pat Grasso, legendary coach, Hall of Famer from Lawrence Central School. He's just talking to the guy next to him, oblivious that there's a microphone. Well, that's okay. That's all right. We've got it, and we want to say hi. If I said Gettysburg, Florida before, I apologize. It is, in fact, the Civil War town of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. A ton of people logging on here tonight. We've had over 30 states represented this year, all the way from Alaska to Boston and to Florida. It's amazing. So it's going to go with, looks like Marissa Cauley will jump it up with number 20, Lexi Du Bois, and we are ready to go. I'm not guaranteeing it, but I'll bet that may not be the only jump ball we see tonight. I'm just saying beforehand, covered my bases. It's a tap control by Cauley to Stalter and, of course, right into Beers. I want to see if Mariah McNeely is going to be guarding Torrey Rockefeller on the box and one. They go long pass down low. Beers way outside, trying to go way down low for Cauley, and it's deflected out of bounds off Cauley, and it's South Court right ball. Lady Rams coming in with a white jerseys with kind of shorter shorts here and blue numbers and trim. Interesting attire. And they keep it around the outside. A little zone defense by Franklin so far. No, McNeely is not taking Rockefeller. Traveling violation is called on Savannah Hobby, the sophomore, who is a pretty good scorer. All the underclassmen here for South Courtright, with the exception of Kayla Waricha, who is not in the starting lineup. Beers quickly up left side, passing into Cauley. Cauley got bumped. The little turnaround hook, then air ball. Stalter couldn't get it. Gets recovered by Brianna Lang, the freshman for South Courtright. Boy, these girls are young, but you would not know that the way they're playing the start of this ball game. First minute of play and scoreless. And nearly a pickoff by Downen and almost a foul by Jessica Downen. It is now McNeely taking Rockefeller, launching for three, and it's an air ball. Rebounded by Cauley. Quickly outlets to Beers up the left side. Charging it as hard as she can. The lefty layup is good. And Jordan Beers scores first for the Franklin Lady Purple Devils. A minute 10 into play. From the outside, it's Brianna Lang. Left side, they swing it around to Rockefeller, and McNeely is indeed taking Rockefeller. I wondered what the first exchange was all about when she was nowhere near Rockefeller. Just knowing what she had done in the Tri-Valley Championship game against Milford's top scorer, that was impressive. So Beers, probably the tipping point in this game is going to be Jordan Beers with her experience and her talent, her sheer talent, not just scoring. Now she's going to go supercharged to the basket, but it's an air ball long. She will do that sometimes. Rockefeller on the weak side, rebounds, brings it up herself, passes up ahead to Lang. Lang might have gotten away with the travel, puts it up in the lane. Fake shot, good. We are tied at two. Brianna Lang averaging 11 points as a freshman. Got a nice assist from Tori Rockefeller. Beers gave up her. Now that's a non-Jordan Beers type play where she didn't even cross half court and she commits a travel, second-guessing herself. We'll keep track of ties and lead changes for you. Talked to Mike Dutcher a little bit before this game. He says everybody's healthy, got through that all the flu bugs and everything. Everybody's looking forward to getting back to the championship game. They learn tonight they play Southern Cayuga, the winner of this game anyway. Lang, top of the circle. It's up, it's good, but it's a two-pointer. So Brianna Lang, despite being one of the youngest players on the court, has a four-point first quarter already. And we've got our first lead change. Inside, Stalter rolls off the rim. It was a good pass, though, inside by McNeely. One lead change and one tie so far. Lang, bounce pass to Rockefeller. Runner in the 10-foot range, and number 10 banks it in. Tori Rockefeller. Boy, this Ram team can score in a hurry. 6-2, largest lead of the game. Early on, Beers has not shot from the outside. She's going to drive inside and score. Left side with a right hand. It works for her. 6-4 in the first. 3 minutes are in the books. Number 15 is Caitlin Stinson. She's a talented player, not big on numbers. She's part of this starting lineup. She's got the ball. Now it's up to Lang. Lang inside the zone. Nice pass along the block. It's going to find a home for Lexi DuBois. Oh, no, check that. Savannah Hobby. One is 20, one is 21. Oh, boy, when the angle that I got, I only saw the two. Nice job, though, by Hobby, and a good pass by Rockefeller. Now the answer by McNeely misses. McNeely had a hot game in one of the sectional games. There's Cauley. Bank shot. Too hard. McNeely trying to come from behind. The ball squirts loose. They're diving on the floor, and McNeely came up with it, but they're going to call it possession arrow anyway. McNeely had 16 points in the first round game against Delhi. That was 50-14 in favor of Franklin, and they had a 37-11 advantage, gave up only 3 points after halftime, despite the game being already pretty much decided. There's a pass that's going to go away. Check that. Out of bounds. Okay, the pass had come in to Lexi DuBois, who missed it. She actually airballed the layup, if you can believe that. Got her own rebound, but to do so, she came in from out of bounds. So 8-4 the score. South Courtright leading Franklin in this Class D semifinal. Three-pointer, Beers, no, off the back of the rim, no good, and Rockefeller with a rebound. Well, looks like Lansing made a huge comeback on Elmira Notre Dame. They lead 26-21. Pass in the block, and it's backed away by Beer. She recovers. She's got a righty layup. Way too hard on that shot. And she's talking to somebody about something. I think talking to Coach Dutcher from all the way across the court on what might have gone wrong there. Rockefeller bounce pass. They call it for a travel. So that'll give the ball back to Franklin. Paige Fairchild checks in the ball game, replacing Mara Stalter. Stalter at 6'2", coming off the floor. So this changes the dynamic, but you still got Marissa Cauley, the shot blocker extraordinaire, in the paint, in the middle of that defense. Here comes Stalter down, Cauley with a pass down low to Fairchild. It's a possession arrow, but because we had a call a couple of minutes ago, that's going to go, this one's alternate, back to Franklin. 3:10 to go in this first, fast-moving first quarter. 8-4, the turnaround by Cauley. Boy, that's a weird shot. Meanwhile, Jordan Beers gets pushed from behind, way away from the play. Toward half court. That was weird. Both officials looking at the play in the paint. Beers got pushed from behind. I won't mention who did it. Lang stops at the foul line. Can't get a shot off. Javi over to Du Bois. No good. Or check that. Stinson. Rockefeller shoots from right-hand side. It's short. Rebound McNeely. Wow, Fairchild was alone all the way up or down, and but there goes Beers. Lefty layup forced it a little bit. No good. Rebound by Javi. Javi up ahead to Du Bois. Du Bois in a triple team. Needs some help. She passes over to Lang. Rockefeller calls for the ball. Left side three-pointer. No good. Cauley rebounds. Marissa Cauley doing her normal defense, but offensively she is struggling out of the gate. 2:05 to go. No fouls called either team. 8-4 South Courtright. Cauley double team. Pass in the corner to McNeely. She can hit a three-pointer, but right now she's got to control the ball, and she gives it to Beers, and there's our first foul of the game, and that's going to be on Caitlin Stinson, the junior. First foul of any kind. So McNeely will inbound it. Rams playing man-to-man defense. Beers is being guarded by Stinson. Beers gives it off to McNeely, and that ricochets over to down and that right back into the hands of Beers. 17 on the shot clock. Beers lights it up for three. Short. Rebound and inside position by Javi. She's already got three rebounds. A minute 35 to go. Franklin held to just 4 points. Both Jordan Beers layups on the left side. Stinson outside to Lang. Lang had a couple of early baskets. Now she passes down low to Du Bois. Quick pass to Javi. Around the rim, no good. Tapped up once, tapped up twice. Beers has it for Franklin. Up the left side comes the star for the Purple Devils. Thought about a three, but the defense was right there. Driving in, Cauley, shot off the rim, no good. Out of bounds off of Brianna Lang. Whew, catching my breath here. So Stinson comes out, and here's the senior, the one and only senior, Kayla Waricha. She's going to come in for Stinson, and her job will be guard Jordan Beers. And the pass comes way out to McNeely. She's open for three. They give her all kinds of room. She doesn't take it. From the left baseline, though, the shot by Paige Fairchild. You know, McNeely can score, and when they give you 5 feet to shoot it, you should shoot it. But she passed it to Fairchild. She makes the basket. It's 8-6. We're down under 45 seconds to play already in the first quarter. Record-setting time here. And the ball is now along the floor, picked up by Franklin. And they'll get it to, I won't even tell you all the people who touched it, but now Jordan Beers has it. They passed it to four different players, and now Jordan Beers has it with 21 seconds to go. Driving hard on the left baseline, floater up, and no good, but Jordan is fouled and will be at the line. So nobody in foul trouble. Going to go on to Aricha, her first. So Jordan Beers comes in with a 76 for 102, so it's almost 75%. Here's the first free throw of the day, and it's good. Devils trail by 1-8-7, so this one would tie it up. 23.5 seconds to go, quarter number one, and it's good. So we are tied for the second time. 23 seconds to go. We'll see how South Courtright handles this. Sarica back to Lang. Lang guarded by Downen. Ball kicked away by Fairchild. You got McNeely with the teal sneakers. You got you got Fairchild with the pink sneakers, and they're a purple team. It's a total mishmash of colors. 15 seconds to go now. Lang, right side, goes for three. Shot is an air ball, but inside, rebound up and good by Lexi Dubois. 4 seconds to go. Beers knows exactly what she's doing. Three-point shot up and good at the buzzer. Oh, I told you she knows what she's doing. She stopped and popped Tyler Ennis style. The three-pointer gives Franklin back the lead, and the first quarter comes to an end. 11-10, Franklin. This is everything it's been built up to be. Stick around. It's Section 4 semifinal playoff basketball on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, we've got 26-21 Lansing in their C semifinal, although they led by 10 after a while, or before that. Harpersville is leading after three. I'll get to that score in just a minute. But it's South Courtright with Torrey Rockefeller trying to regain the lead. Misses the first shot. Comes back with a second and misses. It is in the lane. Javi traveling is the violation called. Or no. I could have sworn I saw him, the official, give the traveling sign. Check that. Marissa Cawley. Now, I say Marissa Cawley with the foul with one caveat there. Is she can get into foul trouble in a real hurry. They're going to try to not have that. Against Morris, she got into foul trouble. She's going for a block there and gets it and is not called. And she will rebound on the next miss. So South Courtright with two quick shots inside. Cawley changed them both. Beers coming through, streaking through, and can't hit the layup. But she is fouled. Cawley found Beers streaking down, moving without the ball. I think you can hear John Horn giving you the foul. And the Harpersville score 45-33 after three quarters. So Harpersville up against Kander by 12. Meanwhile, Jordan Beers handles the first free throw. Lots more people logging in. Glad to have you along. It is everything we have been said it would be. A good, close game. 12-10, Beers misses the second free throw. She's got 10 points in this game. Speaking of 10, number 10, Torrey Rockefeller launches from the left side, just spins out. And the other number 10, Marissa Cawley, rebounds for Franklin. And, yeah, that's good radio right there. Cawley in the paint, short this time, goes after the rebound. She gets it back, but I think her foot is on the line. Yes, officials agree, and they'll make the call on the turnover. 6:55 to go. We started at 8 o'clock. It's only 17 after, and it's already over a minute into the second quarter. Talked about a track meet in the Harpersville-Newfield game on Saturday night. This is putting that one to shame, and the court's a lot longer. There's a steal by McNeely. McNeely's going to bring it out past half court, give it to Beers. Nice job by Mariah, the defensive specialist. And a ball is ripped away from Jessica Downen. by number 15, Caitlin Stinson. She's the defensive guru on the other side. Rockefeller gives up the ball to Brianna Lang. Lang had two quick baskets to give South Courtright the first lead, or their first lead. Now a turnover, but a turnover again. South Courtright lost it. South Courtright got it back. The Rams, Lexi DuBois with a recovery. There's going to be a foul called. I think it's on McNeely. Yep. So just five total fouls called in this game so far. Nobody with more than one. Rockefeller will inbound. Hard to believe she's just a sophomore. She sees the court very well. Pass way up top for Lang. Almost picked off by Downing. Lang stops, pops, and it's off the back of the rim. The rebound by McNeely. Shovel pass to Beers. Beers looks to pass, then she shoots and scores the lefty layup. She had a teammate on the right, but then I saw her quickly snap her head back to see if there was a defender coming to meet her, and there was. So Beers did the rest herself. Passing the ball around. The Rams go to Rockefeller, Lang, and beyond the perimeter. To the right side, 14-10 Franklin, their largest lead. Inside shot, blocked by Cauley and out of bounds. Wow, that was authoritative to say the least. And the ball goes out of bounds. And remember, in SUNY Oneonta, there's about 25 feet beyond. This is now the high school gym. When that ball gets rejected, it goes away. So the inbounds for the Rams. SK, no stranger to championship ball, I'm telling you. There's a steal by a ball right in front of me. People crashing on the floor. I was able to kick the ball back because that came underneath my table here. So it's Rockefeller and Lang and Hobby. And double zero now in the game. Ashley will reach up. Bank shot forced in there by Rockefeller. No good. Rebound by Stalter, who's back in the game. Mara passes to Beers. Beers stops, pops 18-footer. In and out. It went in and it came out. The ball flies out of bounds. One official looks at the other official for help because I'm telling you, you couldn't tell. They will give it to South Courtright. So Stinson is in there. Ashley Waricha, she's a freshman, but she's taller than her sister, Kayla. Rockefeller, Lang, Ashley Waricha, Stinson, and DuBois. That's the five for South Courtright. Rockefeller, three-pointer left side, off the front of the rim. Rebound, DuBois in a crowd. Can't get it to go. The ball comes loose. Rockefeller again. To the left corner, now passing out to the wing for Lang. Lang back to Rockefeller. Going baseline, the floater, too long. Ball knocks out of bounds. And the official in my way, as always. Right back over to Franklin. 4:50 left in the first half. 14-10, the scoring pass has subsided. Franklin averaging 56 a game. South Courtright over 60 a game. McNeely, high post to Cauley. Cauley, left side. Fading jumper is good. That's her spot. Cauley's first points coming with about 4.5 to go in the half. 16-10, 6-point lead. Edging up there for Franklin. South Courtright led by as much as 4 in the first quarter. They're starting to struggle offensively. Defensively, Franklin getting it together. Lang against the double team. Now to Rockefeller on the left wing. Passing up over, but it's knocked away by McNeely. Returned back and with a shot clock on 2, missed it. The right side, DuBois with a follow-up, no good. Stalter can't get the rebound. It's loose. McNeely bounces it while her butt is on the floor to Jordan Beers. Beers stops, pops for 3. It's no good, but she's fouled. Jordan Beers releasing it just as she's hit. And South Courtright coach Josh Burrows having some words with the referee, and I'm not sure what his intent is there. That maybe he thinks Jordan Beers sold that with a flop. She got hit. I can attest to that. And the foul will be called on Kayla Stinson. That's Caitlin Stinson. That's her second, rather. So Beers at the line for the third time. She's, well, making the first one. She's 4 for 5. Makes again. And now she gets a third, of course. 18-10 lead, the largest for Franklin. Next shot is short. Rebound, Cauley puts it up. Bank shot, no. Rebound, Rockefeller for South Courtright. 18-10, the score stays with 3:45 to go in the first half. Lang to the right side. McNeely guarding her. Gets the ball loose. It'll cause a possession arrow, a tie-up, although it looks like she got hit in the mouth. Referee making sure she's okay. Possession arrow in favor of the Purple Devils, who are in purple with yellow letters, numbers, and accents on the uniform with a little bit of white on the borders. The shoes. It's all about the shoes, though, I'll tell you. Everybody's got a different pair of colored shoes. Oh, a bad pass by Cauley. She was way out by the half-court circle. She was looking for Jordan Beers, but, of course, she's being well-guarded right now by Stinson. Stinson has two fouls. McNeely sets the screen to the left. Looks like an illegal screen set by Mariah McNeely. That's her second foul. That's the third team foul. Her second. So she'll be coming out shortly, replaced by Paige Fairchild, who's waiting in front of the scorer's table. 18-10. It's been a drought for South Courtright. They have not scored in this half. To the right. Oh, a mix-up. Rockefeller couldn't hang on to it. It's going to stay. Going to stay. South Courtright's ball. Substitution. McNeely comes out. Fairchild comes in. And you just heard that. Savannah Hobby is back in for Ashley Waricha. Lang. Now she gets a little bit more freedom to shoot out there. Pass, though, is broken up. Beers has it. Up the left side, 3-on-2. Beers, hesitation, goes left side. Good. I don't want to say it's automatic, but it's as good as it gets. 20-10. Franklin by 10. It's a full timeout. 2:46 to go till halftime. Stick around. It's live. Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDO.
The next time you visit a Scovelmina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top. But you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in, our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scovelmino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Harpersville is about to post their ticket for the finals at the arena Saturday at 1. They lead 59-40 over Cander with 4 minutes to go. On the other side, it is, we don't have an update on the Lansing score yet, but Lansing was beating Elmira Notre Dame 26-21 last we knew. Right here, it's 2:46 to go, 20-10 the score. Franklin has shut out South Courtright 9-0 in this quarter, and we want to say howdy, hello, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Canton, Ohio, home of the National Football Hall of Fame, and Bowling Green, Kentucky, possibly a member of the Joe Gardner Fan Club. Not sure there. 2:46 to go. I'm a member of the Joe Gardner Fan Club, aren't you? Couldn't do these broadcasts without him. Couldn't be on the internet without him. Left side for South Courtright, still looking for some kind of answer offensively. Lang back over to Rockefeller. She, couple of dribbles back to Lang, got away with the travel. Pass over to DuBois. DuBois puts it up. Right side, no good. Rebound. Jordan Beers, here she comes. A steam engine up the left side. Crossover dribble, though. Stop and pop at the foul line. No, off the mark. Rebound, Stalter puts it up, and no, it falls off. Rebound by DuBois. She's a busy girl. Lexi DuBois averages 10 rebounds a game, and I fully understand why that number is at 10. She's got probably 8 already in this game. Pass to the high post. Hobby over to DuBois. Diagonal pass, Lang, shot, short, rebound. Hobby, the ball is loose. Oh, picked off by Downin. Downin gives it off to Jordan Beers. She's got to wait for the defense to get past her before she brings it up the floor with a minute 40 to go in the half. To the right side for Fairchild. Now to Downin. Beers is being guarded very closely by Stinson. She's out of the mix right now. Around the screen by Stalter. Fairchild keeps dribbling. Pass over to Downen. Downen, nice pivot to Stalter. To Beers inside to Cauley. The fall away is good. Marissa Cauley off the feed from Beers. And Beers hardly even touched the ball on that exchange. 22-10. It's a Franklin 12-point lead. The give and go. Nice fake inside. Good for Lexi Du Bois. But boy, it's a long time in coming. 22-12. Beers. 55 seconds to go. Again, the hesitation and then the charge to the basket. No good. Inside Cauley with a rebound, and she's fouled on the putback. Stoppage of play with 49.4 seconds to go. Second foul for Lexi Du Bois. Five team fouls. And Lansing has defeated Elmira Notre Dame. I don't have the score, but it'll be Lansing and Harpersville in the finals on Saturday at the arena. 1 o'clock will be on the air at 12:45. Meanwhile, the high arcing shot by Marissa Cauley at the free throw line, no good. Now, Cauley is very streaky when it comes to free throws. She's just 51.6 this year, 33 for 64. However, in the win over Delhi, Marissa was 8 for 11. So she has the capability of having knocking down some free throws. And she just proved me right at that point. One out of two. The first shot was atrocious. Second shot was nothing but net. She's got five. There's 46 seconds to go in the half. Tori Rockefeller has been held to just 2 points. She launches a three and misses. The ball is deflected on the outlet pass. Beers got it deflected by Ashley Wericha. 30 seconds to go. The Rams go to Lang on the left wing. Back to Rockefeller. Three-pointer at the top of the key. Short. She goes after her own rebound. Nice job by Rockefeller. Puts it up and misses. Beers off of the rebound by Cauley. Goes to the left. Gets by Stinson. Eight-footer. Bank shot. Good. Jordan Beers red hot. 18 points for her. 25-12. Stinson passes down low. Cauley knocks the ball out of bounds. 59-42, Harpersville wins. 59-42 is the final. Thank you very much to our Harpersville resource. 25-12, 0.7 seconds to go. And the ball's going to go out of bounds without touching anybody. Franklin will be able to just inbound it and shut the half down. Oh, is Beers going to go for it? Half court heave! No, it did hit the backboard. It's like she's practiced that before. Well, Mike Dutcher coming out to greet each and every player coming off the floor for Franklin. It was 8-4 in favor of South Courtright. The quarter ended with a Jordan Beers three-pointer, 11-10. They stretched it to 22-10, and now the halftime score is Franklin 25 and South Courtright 12. We'll be back with a Maravito Energy Products halftime report. We'll give you the scores again from Class C. We'll preview tomorrow night's Class D and Class C. We'll talk Section 4 basketball. How's that? It is live Section 4 playoff basketball here at Oneonta's Dewar Arena on your local sports leader, WCDO.
This winter, let Maravito keep life warm. Maravito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Maravito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Maravito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, with the sounds of the Beatles' Love Me Do as February ends the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' invasion to America. Very fitting of a brother who put on a heck of a show up at the Landmark Theater in Syracuse to 1,200 people. And I'm the one who taught him all about the Beatles, and he's taken it way beyond my expectations. And so I hear the Beatles no matter what song it is, always gets my attention. Well, it is time for the halftime show on WCDO, sponsored by Morabito Energy Products. In fact, we call it the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. While the heat right now belongs to the Franklin Lady Purple Devils, and no surprise that Jordan Beers is leading everybody in scoring tonight. 18 points for Beers. I think the springboard for her was the three-pointer at the end of the first quarter. And let me just describe it for a second. Now, let's go back to South Courtright had an 8-4 lead as Beer scored first for Franklin, and then Brianna Lang scored back-to-back hoops for South Courtright, giving them the lead. They made it 8-4. And then as Beers hit a couple of free throws and all that, Paige Fairchild hit a basket off the bench. But so they were down 10-8, and they got a rebounded miss off a missed shot by the Rams. Beers comes up the floor with 3 seconds to go. I swear she must practice this, because she came down, knew that with about a second to go, she could stop at the three-point area, and she launched it as if it were a regular shot, not like it was a buzzer beater. Nothing but net. Gave Franklin the one-point lead at 11-10, and they never looked back. They're now up 25-12. Beers, like I said, 18 points. She's got the game's only three-pointer. She has also made 5 regular baskets, and she is 4-for-7 from the foul line. Marissa Cawley got off to a slow start. She had an early foul, too, which makes you think that she might get another one real quick. Well, no, she stayed away from that, and she's had a couple of really nice, powerful blocks as well. And she's got 5 points in the second quarter. She is 1-for-2 from the line And as I mentioned before, Paige Fairchild has a basket. The freshman's got a 2-point total off the bench for Franklin. South Courtright started out with Brianna Lang with two baskets. That's what she stays at for the half. Two baskets also for Lexi DuBois. One of those being the only basket scored by South Courtright in the second quarter. Savannah Hobby, the sophomore, with a basket. And their leading scorer, Tori Rockefeller, depending on who you listen to as far as how many points she scored, she's got 2 points, as far as her average goes, I mean. But she's got 40 points in the first two sectional games. So she can score, but she's been held to two. She's had a slew of shots that have spun out and not gone in. So the other part of the equation here is that South Courtright has not gone to the free throw line. Franklin is already 6-for-9. As far as foul trouble, Caitlin Stinson, who's been assigned to guard Jordan Beers, she's got 2 fouls. Lexi DuBois inside has 2 fouls. Kayla Waricha, a starting guard, or a sub guard, I'm sorry, has 1. For Franklin, Mariah McNeely sat down in the second quarter with 2 fouls. Marissa Cully has 1, and that is it for Franklin. A lot of people logging on tonight. So glad that you're with us. Appreciate that very much. We talked about Southern Cayuga with their first game tonight, winning here at the semifinals. They defeated Skenevis. The final was 57-43. It was 14-7 at halftime. First quarter break. Southern Cayuga in the lead. Skenevis outscored them 14-9 in the second quarter to pull within 2. They tied the game at 27, and after that, it was all Southern Cayuga. The final again, 57-43. In the C finals, we already know who's going to be there. Lansing defeated Elmira Notre Dame tonight, and Harpersville 59-42 over Candor. Harpersville and Lansing should be a good one at the arena. That game will be at 1 o'clock. I'll be on the air with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show at 12:45 p.m. It's also Section 4 Hall of Fame induction day, and we've got a number of local athletes. We'll be talking about that probably during halftime of that game. And then I'll be coming up here, should Franklin hold on to win, I'll be coming up here for the 6:30 Class D finals between, if it's Franklin, it'd be Franklin and Southern Cayuga. The boys tournament, I tell you what, since WCDO area didn't have many boys teams in it to begin with, and they're all eliminated, I haven't really kept up with it. It's Elmira Notre Dame and Watkins Glen playing last night in the semifinals. Newfield and Moravia also playing in the semifinals, and I'll be honest, I don't know who won. I tried to get a paper today and could not see it. And the Class D boys, well, those games are tomorrow. That I know for sure. Edmiston and Southern Cayuga will play tomorrow night, as will South Courtright and Davenport. The South Courtright boys are the sixth seed, and they upset Tri-Valley champion Milford 69-66. They'll take on Davenport, who's the number two seed. Southern Cayuga will be back here. Boy, they're busting. Has to know the way by now, right? They're the 5 seed. They're still alive. They're taking on the 1 seed, the Edmiston Panthers, who are upset, sort of, by Milford in the Tri-Valley Championship in overtime. Edmiston getting back on the track with a bye, and then the second round they defeated Stanford 67-49. I think I got everything caught up there. Again, our shout-out to the folks who are logging on tonight. Dallas, Texas, Austin, Texas, Mission, Texas, Huntington, West Virginia. In Florida, we've got Riverview, Ormond Beach, and Celebration, Florida recorded. South Carolina's got good old Myrtle Beach, the Grand Strand and all that. We got Canton, Ohio, Bowling Green, and Louisville, Kentucky, or Louisville, depending on where you live. Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, Salem, New Hampshire, I believe. It could be Massachusetts. Got to need a globe, I guess. Rochester, New York. Bloomville, New York. New York City. We got a ton of people locally. Norwich, Oneonta, Oxford. We always have a ton of people who are logging on at this point. I can't give you an exact number of how many people have logged on, but I will say that Joe Gardner has said it's like the wheels are spinning. It's like we're getting hit all the time with people logging on, so that's a good thing. We appreciate you doing that. It's a great service made possible by SFCU, and we thank them as well. We're about 3 minutes away. South Courtright, if you're talking about keys to victory for South Courtright, well, first of all, they've got to get it back in small amounts. They shouldn't expect to score 10 points at a time. Just can't be done. But this is a team that's very young, but it's a team that's fearless, too. I'm watching them play. They are fearless. They go after every loose ball, as it should be. Coach Josh Burrows has to know that this team, if they don't win tonight, they've got to come back next year as one of the favorites because everybody's back except for one, and she's not a starter, Alicia Waricha, you know, and Kayla Waricha, senior, is the only senior, and, you know, I mean, they start sophomore, freshman, junior, freshman, sophomore. Every starter is back next year and some of their bench players as well. But tonight is tonight. Next year is next year. They've got to just start flinging it, and they got to start. Well, they got to make some defensive stops. And one thing to do, they got to stop Jordan Beers. Beers with 18 points. Franklin, on the other hand, just has to keep Marissa Cauley and Mariah McNeely out of foul trouble and keep doing what they're doing. Got to probably get a little bit of offensive support there from Mara Stalter and Jessica Downen to complement what Jordan Beers has already done. But I think their game plan right now is working. They were patient early on and should be able to do that. We're going to step away. 25-12, our final Rabideau Energy Products halftime report break right here at Section 4 Class D Girls Playoff on WCDO.
We are specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The next time you visit a Scovel Mina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top. But you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in. Our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scovel Mino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right. So for WCDO purposes, we have one finalist locked in with Harpersville playing Lansing at 1 o'clock at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena right here at South Courtright versus Franklin, the winner to take on Southern Cayuga, the top seed. South Courtright, the top seed in New York State, or the top-ranked team in New York State with a 19-0 record. Give it to their best player, Tori Rockefeller, for a three-pointer from the right side, and she is just not able to connect from there. But they get the ball out of bounds, and Rockefeller will also be the one to pass it in. Passing it in to number 20, Lexi Dubois. She's had a basket in each of the three quarters so far, 25-14. Jordan Beers, guarded by Stinson. Pass along the block to Stalter. The turnaround is short. Rebound by Dubois. Dubois, whoa, way up top. No call on the carry. Has to be extremely blatant for that call to be made anyway. I'm not picking on the refs at all. It's just the way it is. Pass is knocked away by Beers. She somehow spins with it and comes up with a recovery. Now it's Beers, top of the key. It's inside the circle and misses it. Spins out. Brianna Lang along with Rockefeller, Stinson, Dubois. The ball is mixed up there. McNeely tips it over to Jessica Downen for Franklin. They give it to Beers off the pass from Cauley. Beers stops her dribble pretty early over to Jessica Downen, who's guarded by Lang. Man-to-man defense by the Rams right now. Downen trying to dribble right side. Snap there to McNeely. McNeely waiting for Beers to give it to the ball. Well, Beers goes, no, pass it to Cauley. Cauley foul line shot is around the rim, and hey, it falls through. Marissa Cauley with 7 points. I like Jordan Beers. She took herself out of the play and said, no, work with Marissa. And the results speak for themselves. In the paint, shot by Hobby is no good. In transition, they go back to Franklin. Beers, nice wraparound pass to Stalter. 10-footer, no. Ball is knocked around. Downen has it. Oh, she takes a tumble, but she'll be called for travel. Coach Mike Dutcher sarcastically pretending it was a push. Downen did not trip. But it'll be South Court right ball. All right, so let's set the lineup. It is 10, Tori Rockefeller. 14 in the ball game for the first time. That's Sam Acuna. 7 points a game for her. Inside Javi, around the rim twice, no good. Chased in the corner. Nice job. Nice hustle by number 20, Lexi Du Bois. Three-pointer, Rockefeller. It's off the back of the rim this time. Recovered by Stinson. Stinson to Javi, now back to Rockefeller. To the right side for Stinson. Guarded by Jordan Beers. Rockefeller, bounce pass, gets away from Downen. Good job. Lefty shot by Acuna is off the mark. Stalter couldn't hang on, but the ball is recovered by McNeely. McNeely off to Beers to the right side. Foul line jumper short. Rebound Acuna. Outlets to Rockefeller. Rockefeller, Acuna, Stinson. High post pass to Du Bois in bank shot. No, it's too hard. She gets the ball on the left side, and that one won't go. The ball came right into her hands, and she missed it. Long pass up ahead to Downen. I don't think she's going to get it. Nope, that's like a ball thrown into the end zone. Franklin, a little foolish there. Didn't need to do that. 27-14. Both teams have a basket in this quarter. 4:48 left. Rockefeller against the zone defense to the right baseline. Stinson back out to Rockefeller. Long three-pointer, and it's short. She'll chase down her own rebound. McNeely try to get it away. No, but it's Rockefeller in the paint. It's good. Oh, Tori Rockefeller's got to wonder what she has to do to score. Well, she found out. She got her own rebound and went down the paint and scored it. 27-16. Beers to the right side for McNeely. She'll run against the grain. Down in, open on the left side. Picked up quickly, though, by Hobby. Turnaround, Stalter. Oh, that's a tough shot, but she missed it. Boy, that is impossible to block or defend, but she missed it short. Rebound Du Bois, off to Rockefeller. Rockefeller around McNeely. Shot is short. Rebounded by Cauley. Good outlet to Beers up the left side. Right past me. In a crowd, off the backboard, no good. Rebound Rockefeller, and she hits the ground running. Here she comes, right side against McNeely. The bank shot is no good. She takes the tumble. Stalker rebounds for Franklin. It's a two-on-one, and again, the ball by Cauley this time. Passed way beyond Jessica Downen, and she's asking for a sub because she's winded. Substitution, Fairchilds comes in for Stalter, and a timeout asked for by Coach Mike Dutcher, I think. 27-16, Franklin by 9, 3:33 to go third quarter at Section 4, Class D Girls Playoff from SUNY Oneonta on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. with internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Greg Davey back here. I never gave my name, did I? Greg Davey back here at SUNY Oneonta. And as South Courtright tries to find answers to their offensive woes, foul called on Mariah McNeely way out in the open. But more importantly, that's three on McNeely. And it's the first foul called in the second half, 3:33 to go. They didn't call any fouls in the first quarter. Rockefeller with a runner in the lane, missed it short. Rebound to Boyce, or no, check that. Rebound Hobby, and she's fouled in the active shooting. That's what good offensive rebounds will do for you. Now Jordan Beers, who's listed up there on the board as number three, but we know she's 23. That's her first foul. I'm convinced that the fifth spot in the lineup has a flaw. There is no working tens digit. Second shot also missed. Hobby missed them both. First free throws attempted by South Courtright. At the 3-minute mark, both were missed. Beers double team. Somebody's open. It's going to be right side McNeely around the rim. No good. She has not scored tonight. Nice rebound by Downing. Kicks it back to McNeely. And her second shot is blocked. And then save attempt by number 20, Lexi Du Bois. That was a futile attempt, although she hustled to try it. You don't really want to save the ball in front of the other team's basket. Cauley passes over to Du Bois. Shot is partially blocked. A second block, and now a recovery by South Courtright. Nice defense by Du Bois and Hobby. Long pass up ahead to Acuna. Does South Courtright really want to do something like that when they're trying to get back in this game? They trail by 11, 27-16. Yes, if nobody is there except your teammate, throw it long. If they are side by side, don't throw it long. McNeely gets around Acuna. Passes out to Cauley, way out on the open on the right, or in the center. A give and go back from down and a little bit lazy. And Rockefeller knocks the ball away. It'll still be Franklin ball. 13 on their shot clock. 2:17 to go, third quarter. 27-16. Franklin has led most of the way, especially at the second and third quarters. They have not trailed. 2:15 to go. Nice screen by McNeely. Driving in his Beers along the baseline, and it's good. 20 points for Beers to add to her 2,371 total coming into this game as the number two scorer. Now she's on the defensive end, and she's trying to wrestle it free from Lexi Du Bois. And as we all know, it's an alternate possession, so it's 50-50. It will be Franklin's ball. Down under 2 minutes to go. Rams trying some sort of gimmick defense right now. Cauley to McNeely. She's on the right wing. Never even thought about shooting. Might have gotten away with a double dribble. She lost the ball through her legs. And a timeout asked for by Mike Dutcher to save his teal-shoed guard. 1:39 left. And just a reminder that on Saturday we've got one game for sure. Harpersville at 1 o'clock at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. Second year that they've switched the D's up to here to SUNY Oneonta, so C's could start a little earlier. And then there will be other games later on. Of course, they have the double A's, A's, B's, and C's all at the arena. They go Thursday, Friday, and then they have a quadruple header, girls and boys, on Saturday with the C's. And I think the double A's at night on Saturday. Could be wrong on that. Going from memory. 29-16 is the score here. 1:39 left, third quarter. Franklin took the lead on a Jordan Beers three-point buzzer beater. It's the only three-pointer of the game for either team. Franklin's led all the way. A hook shot by Cauley in the deep of the right baseline. It missed. But the ball is sprung free. McNeely going to go for a layup. It's short. Foul called inside. Got to see who that's on. Well, Savannah Hobby is the one that's cited for that foul. That's only the first team foul on South Court right in this half. Nobody's in really in foul trouble, except Mariah McNeely has three for Franklin. A short shot, Marissa Cauley, she does that so well, makes it for her ninth point and a 31-16 lead. Largest lead of the game for Franklin right here and right now at 15. Akuda passes to DuBois. Now it's a runner by Rockefeller, short, blocked on the play anyway. Rockefeller recovers and passes over to Akuda. Akuda to DuBois, traveling. She was at the high post with her back to the basket. She turned around a little too quickly. That's a travel. A minute three to go. The ball back over to the Lady Purple Devils of Franklin. Up the floor is Jordan Beers. Passes down low to Cauley. Little 8-foot drop. It's good. Boy, those two work so well together. And another timeout asked for by Josh Burrows. 33-16. 48.8 seconds to go. This time we will step away. It's a 30. It's live Section 4 playoff basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Final 48 seconds in the third quarter. Greg Davey here at SUNY Oneonta. Sam Acuna comes up to play for South Courtright. Apparently did not get executed as planned. The ball thrown away. Nobody touched it on the pass. It zoomed out of bounds. Franklin gets a freebie back with 33 seconds to go. Beer stops with a triple team off to McNeely, who's open. McNeely a dribble into Cauley. The fall away, it's an air ball. Way too strong on that. Reminds me of Bill Walton when he played for UCLA back in the 70s. Strawberry blonde hair and that turnaround. All right, shot by somebody new in the game. I'm sorry, number four, that is Kayla Wurricha. No good. Up ahead to McNeely with 3 seconds to go. They'll give it to Beers. She's going to hoist it up, and it's no fall to Rowan's behind the backboard, but she had no real reasonable thought of making that one, even for her. So we're 8 minutes away from deciding this, but Franklin's defense has been incredible holding South Courtright to just 16 points through three quarters, 10 in the first quarter. 33-16 is our score. Franklin by 17. It's live Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDL.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Wow, they're talking about a freebie. Sam Acuna just got an extra step to go along with their basket. Sam Acuna scores for South Courtright, their cleanest start to a quarter tonight. Long pass over to McNeely from Beers all the way across the court, but her shot just rolls off the rim. Torrey Rockefeller has it for South Courtright, 33-18. South Courtright's got to have a game plan, and they've got to execute, and they've got to have a little bit of luck, too. Lexi DuBois, Torrey Rockefeller, Sam Acuna. I don't know why she didn't play in the first half. Waricha is in there. And Javi Rockefeller again lets fly. No good. It's out of bounds. But I'll repeat it. I'll probably say it a couple more times before I'm off the air. You look at South Courtright's lineup. You've got all underclassmen except for one, and all five starters are underclassmen. They are going to have a dynamite team next year. Beers almost lost the ball through her legs. Double team off to Downman. Quick block there by DuBois. And then it goes out of bounds off Franklin. Nice job by Lexi DuBois. She averages 10 points and 10 rebounds, and I see exactly why she has some of those numbers. Sam Acuna passes to DuBois. Now to Waricha. Waricha the senior. 14 on the shot clock. Back to the basket. They go to Acuna. Double team. Off to Javi. Javi into Rockefeller. Rockefeller, 16-footer. Bank shot, good. Torrey Rockefeller has struggled throughout the night. She picks up a basket here, has six of the night, 33-20. So South Courtright inching back in. Beers. Double team into the left corner. Backs it right out. They're trying to sneak her from behind. Inside, Cauley airballs it. A save attempt there by Jessica Downing, but she saved it right into the hands of Lexi DuBois. DuBois to Rockefeller, into the corner. Acuna, it's good! Sam Acuna is making the Rams fans happy. It's 33-22. A 6-0 run right here for South Courtright. Beers, guarded by Waricha. Now she's picked up and along the baseline, up and good. Jordan Beers, her second basket of the second half. She had one in the third and now one in the fourth. Into the corner, Rockefeller. Back outside, Acuna. Oh, the give and go. It did not go the way it was planned. Pass intended for DuBois. Never got to her. Recovered by Franklin. Beers up the left side. Triple team, back over to Stalter. Bank shot is good. Mara Stalter, her first basket of the night. At 6 foot, 2 inches tall. 37-22, we're down to 5 minutes to go. Acuna, the lefty, bank shot is good. From the foul line, bank shot is good. Sam Acuna, little instant offense going on here for South Courtright, but Franklin keeps answering themselves. 37-24. Beers to the right side, chased by two players. Back to the foul line. Back outside for Cauley. Launches it, but the shot blocked by Acuna. She did the near impossible, blocking the shot by Marissa Cauley, who holds it high overhead when she shoots. Waricha lost her dribble. Passes to Rockefeller on the right side. 4:23 to go. Baseball pass to Acuna. Now the high post for DuBois. Back to Rockefeller. Got away with the travel. Inside. Possession arrow. It will be Franklin's ball. Well, South Courtright playing with a little more urgency. It's like Kayla Waricha goes out. Brianna Lang comes back in. Lang had two baskets early on, but we hadn't seen her at all in the second half until right now. She could make a difference. And there's a reach-in, a.k.a. a hold on Acuna. Two team fouls. 8-4 advantage in this quarter by South Courtright. Acuna assigned to guard Beers. Beers loses her, gets by Lang, throws it up left side a little too wild, and the recovery by Acuna. Passes off to DuBois. DuBois playing the point right now, and then, and just as I say that, Brianna Lang takes over the point. Low post pass to Javi from behind, a foul called on Marissa Cauley. Not as much of a concern at this point, getting her second foul. third team foul on Franklin. 3:47 to play. Baseline shot rolls off the rim by Du Bois. Rebounded by Cauley. Quick pass right back to Jordan Beers. Beers surveys the court. She's guarded by just one right now, Acuna. Beers, oh, the weak side pass. Good idea, but Fairchild's a little too high on that pass. Turned over. Cauley leads in rebounds on this team. Beers leads in everything else, and that includes, well, no, it doesn't include turnovers. 2.3 turnovers a game. Acuna left side again with a basket. Sam Acuna with 8 points in this quarter. Almost a third of the South Court right total. I wonder why it said she averaged 7 points a game. Now I see why. Inside Beers against traffic. No good. Rebound Rockefeller. Torrey is only about 5'3". Up against Jessica Downing. Bank shot right side is straddling post to coast, no good. Rebound though by Savannah Hobby, and Hobby scores her second basket. It's now 37-28, and the timeout asked for by Jasperos. They've got it under 10 to 9 points deficit, 2:56 to go in this game. You're listening to the Section 4 playoff semifinals on WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Greg Davey at Dewar Arena, the SUNY Oneonta Alumni Fieldhouse. Southern Cayuga won the opener tonight against Skenevis. And you know, you just know Ed Heslop is here trying to schematically draw the amazing Jordan Beers with her sidekick Marissa Cauley and how he has to defend it. And I'll be interested to see what he comes up with, because I'll be doing the game here Saturday, 6:30. If Franklin wins, 6:30 with a 6:15 pregame. Chambers on the air, tip-off show. Through a double-team Jordan Beers. She keeps on dribbling and now gives it off to Cauley. Cauley forced it inside, no good. Whoa! Hobby traveling with the ball. Hobby jumped up and thought she had to flick it up and over the defense. And it was just a moment of indecision. South court right. You see the potential. You understand why they average over 60 points a game, even though they've just got 28 here. Beers. She's got three girls around her. She goes around the screen at the foul line, puts up the shot. It's short, partially blocked. Rebound Hobby. Hobby off to Brianna Lang. Lang up the left side. Driving in hard against Downing. They're going to call her for a charge. But, hey, I don't want this to go unnoticed or unmentioned. Brianna Lang went right to Jessica Downing to make sure she was okay. She thought she was getting a foul shot. But, no, she got called for the charge. But I give Brianna Lang the freshman credit. She helped up Jessica Downing, and that's what sportsmanship is all about. Beers, she lost the ball, got it back. That's rare for her to not hang on to the ball. From behind, Acuna, surprising Beers. And I'm telling you, folks, it's a triple team almost every time she has the ball. 28 points is 9 short of what Franklin has, 37. It's below their average, too. Beers, 18-footer, too long. Rebounded to Du Bois, a quick outlet to Lang. 2:06 to play, almost a steal by Downing. A long pass by Lang. The timing was just a little bit off. Jessica Downing has taken a couple of spills tonight, especially in the last minute of play. 2:04 left. Lang had two early baskets. She's been held without since. Acuna has 4 baskets just in this quarter, but she's going to pass to Rockefeller, a soft floater on the left baseline, a little too soft. Recovery on the rebound by Downing. Boy, she's played a hard game. Here comes Beers up the left side. Beers now crosses over. She's behind. She's not even going to try a three-pointer. Still dribbling. Oh, a steal by Tori Rockefeller. Nice defensive play by the sophomore. Long pass over to Lang. Three-pointer right side. No, off the rim. Boy, that would have made it interesting. That would have made it a six-point game. But Rockefeller has it on the opposite side, and they keep the possession alive. Long pass down to Acuna. Left side, no. Rebound. Javi, bank shot too hard. And the rebound by Marissa Cauley. Cauley patiently waits for her outlet, and that's Beers. Beers followed by Acuna will stop the clock with 1:06 to go. Now, the good thing about South Courtright is they don't have hardly anybody in foul trouble. The bad news is they can't stop the clock. The foul on Acuna, that's her second. They got a foul just to get to a 1-1. But Beers is being double-teamed. You know she wants the ball in her hand. And Mike Dutcher wants the ball in her hand. 57 seconds to go. Around another screen by Downen. Double-team. Still dribbling. 16 on the shot clock. Pass down to Downen. Right back to McNeely. Now to Beers. Beers going to drive in. And the soft shot is up and good. 24 points. 43 seconds to go. 39-28. Last chance really here. As Paige Fairchild's in the game now. Knocks the ball away. And it looks like lots of people getting up to leave. Franklin fans are on their feet, but they're not going anywhere yet. 37 seconds to go. Lang passes into Rockefeller. Rockefeller to Lang on the right side. Floating a pass to Du Bois from the foul line. Missed it. Cauley going for the rebound in the corner. Oh, there's tumbling over Acuna. Down she goes. Gets up safely, though. It's Franklin's ball. 27.7 seconds to go. Mass exodus here. Beers right in front of me around the screen. Nice job. Her teammates know how to set the screen. It's off her foot. Recovery by Acuna. Pass to Rockefeller, and the layup is good. Well, she'll get 8 points out of this night, but it is Franklin by 9, 39-30. Clock stops with 8.4 and a foul. So nobody for South Courtright hits double figures tonight. And there's no more shots to be taken. That will do it. A rather quiet finish, I will say. 39-30. I never would have thought South Courtright would be held to half of their average. I didn't think Franklin would get in the 50s, maybe, but I didn't think they'd stay in the 30s. But they weren't all that offensively minded in the second half. They were possession-minded and defensive-minded. 39-30 is the final. And there's not a whole lot to recap in terms of scoring because there weren't that many individual players who scored. But still, a good semifinal game. It didn't live up to as close as I was led to believe. But it will be Franklin and Southern Cayuga. We'll be back here at 6:30 to see if the number one seed or the number three seed will go on to this Section 4 championship, or I should say go on to the regional quarterfinal against Section 3. So we'll be back. We'll have our awards, and we might even get a word with Mike Dutcher and one or two of his players. So stick around. It is Section 4 playoff basketball, the postgame on WCDL.
When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, you can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherbourne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Greg Davey back here at SUNY Oneonta Stewart Arena, the Alumni Fieldhouse, and plenty of room for everybody as they make their way out, but plenty of room to watch this game. And we had four different schools here tonight in the semifinals. We have our finalists now named. Southern Cayuga, the top seed, against the three seed, and currently number three ranked in New York State, the Franklin Lady Purple Devils. By virtue of the 39-30 win over South Courtright, Southern Cayuga, 57-43 win over Skenevis. I told Mike Dutcher before the game, if things work out that you win, come on over, possibly bring a player or two with you, Jordan, Marissa, anybody. It would be nice to talk to Jordan Beers, but maybe we can do that after Saturday's game if Franklin can win that one as well. A recap for South Courtright, an interesting box score because they did not make a single free throw. They only attempted two free throws. So this was not a foul play game by any means, and nobody really was in foul trouble that had to sit more than just a couple of minutes. It was all field goals from the two-point range for South Courtright. They were led by their top scorer, Tori Rockefeller, who had 8 points, six in the second half. She did take a lot of shots. Some of them didn't miss by much, but the defense was on her, and I'm sure a lot was expected of her, and there's no doubt she's going to be a good one down the road. Just a sophomore, held to 8 points tonight. Sam Acuna, another sophomore, she averages 7 points, didn't even get in the game till the second half, and she scored four baskets in the fourth quarter to try to get South Courtright back in the game. They got it into single digits anyway, thanks to her and Tori's combining for 12 of the 14 points, and she finishes with eight. Lexi Du Bois had a basket in each of the first three quarters. She had the only team basket in the second quarter. She finishes with six. Savannah Javi, and by the way, Du Bois is a freshman, and while she didn't get her 10 points, I guarantee she got her 10 rebounds, if not more. Savannah Javi, a sophomore, she had 4 points in the game, first and fourth quarter. She was the only one to shoot free throws for South Courtright, and she was 0-for-2. Brianna Lang, a freshman, had two quick baskets that gave South Courtright their first lead. That was all she wrote for Brianna. She's averaging 11 points a game, and she was held tonight to just four. So 15 two-pointers, 0-for-2 from the line. A very simple addition there for 30 points. Franklin, only 39 points, but 24 of those came off the hands of Jordan Beers, who pretty much gave us her average game in terms of points, averaging 25.5. But, with 24 points now, she goes up to 2,395 points in her career. Her sidekick, Marissa Cauley, senior, with 11 points, all in the second and third quarters. Mara Stalter had a rebound basket in the fourth quarter for two. Paige Fairchild had an early basket also for two. So only four players score for Franklin. They are used to it. And they had 15 two-pointers just like South Courtright. The difference, they had a three-pointer, that buzzer beater by Beers in the first quarter's conclusion, and 6-for-9. From the free throw line, 5-for-7 for Jordan Beers, 1-for-2 for Marissa Cauley. So just 39 points. I keep saying just 39, but it's good enough to get into the Section 4 championship against Southern Cayuga. Before we give you our awards, let's also recap that Lansing defeated Elmira Notre Dame. I don't have an official score, but I do know that they won in come-from-behind fashion. And Harpersville outlasted Candor tonight, 59-42. Don't know points or anything like that. Okay, I've had two people tell me about it. I have to respond here to a coach's wife who asked me how the Franklin South Courtright game goes. I can tell you. And let's see, wins and live texting on the radio, my friends. 39-30 wins and will play SC. Okay, that'll be at 6:30 as a tease. All right, for our post-game awards, we have three sponsors. For those who have not listened to me do a broadcast before or listened to me text before, I've got three awards. So it's the Bank Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, and the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. Let's start with All-Purpose Award because it's as no-brainer as it gets. Echo Brands is our sponsor. You knew them as Keith Clark, and then At a Glance, and then Midwest Baco. Now it's Echo Brands, and they're a proud supporter always of local youth in our Tri-County region. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players this season and this postseason, and reminds you to attend the games and cheer on these young athletes as they work hard both in on the field, in the court, on the court, and in the classroom. That'll go to, no surprise, Jordan Beers. She had 18 points in the first half, finishes with 24, didn't look to score that much in the second half, just made it look so easy. Also had some good defensive plays, got in a couple of jump balls or alternate possessions, some tie-ups, and got some rebounds as well. But it's got to be hard to play when you know you're going to get guarded by two or three players on every possession. But her teammates are used to it, she's used to it, and they work it into a great system. She'll win the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award, Jordan Beers. Our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is sponsored by NBT, putting customers first every single day, and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. And that award will go to Marissa Cauley, who got in the zone in the second and third quarter, scoring all 11 of her points during that time, and that shot did get blocked tonight. I never thought I would see her shot get blocked. I saw it blocked once in the fourth quarter, but it wasn't even close to getting blocked in the second and third quarters. Five field goals, one for two from the line. Marissa Cauley will win her NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, and I'm sure her mom in Texas is awful proud of that. And this will be the most mysterious one of the night. Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award is sponsored by Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. This one tonight, I just could not keep my eyes off of the work of Jessica Downing tonight, number two, the junior. Didn't score a point. I don't even know if she shot the ball. Well, if she did, it might have gotten blocked a couple of times. She was all over on the defense and worked her tail off I saw her sprinting. I saw her actually asking to be taken out once because she was so winded from running so hard. But Jessica Downing worked awful hard in there. She will win our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. I don't have any statistics to back that up, but like I said, you just know it when you see it. So congratulations to all the Franklin Purple Devils and Coach Mike Dutcher. South Courtright, the number one ranked team in New York State, now will finish their season with a record of 19-1. But I cannot say enough about Coach Josh Burrows in over seven seasons. 139 wins, just 13 losses in seven seasons. That's less than two averaged per season. And another phenomenal year for him. And he's got all these underclassmen coming back, all five starters. Most of the players who played tonight are returning with the exception of Kayla Waricha. And, boy, watch out for South Courtright. It's not that they haven't been good all the way up to the, because they have. You saw the record, 139-12 coming into this game. They're going to just keep on keeping on. South Courtright, what a program they have. Congratulations to them. Franklin, they now go to 19-0. Coach Mike Dutcher and crew will be back here for the 6:30, and they'll also wear their purple uniforms because they will be the lower seed as Southern Cayuga won over Skaneveus. They are the top seed and will get the home uniforms. I may, I guess I will, no, I guess I will be doing that game solo. I thought maybe Nate Lowell would be able to make it here, but he's doing some hockey out in Buffalo on the weekend. So it'll be fun. It'll be interesting. It'll be following the Harpersville and Lansing first championship game at the arena, the Class C girls, that tip-off at 1 o'clock, Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show at 12:45. Starts championship Saturday for our local girls basketball teams. Congratulations to those who have made it and to those who haven't. A good season nonetheless. If you made it this far, you had a good season. Thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station and to all the people, a record setter tonight as far as the season goes, as far as most people logging on. And again, all over the country, we appreciate you logging on. And you can always catch this game if you want to share the memories. You can do that at any time, WCDOsports.com. Click on Sports On Demand. It'll give you the prompts, where to find the archives, where to find the games, depending on the season. And also, that counts football that has been done the last couple of falls as well. I'm Greg Davey, wishing you all a good night. Our final score once again, Franklin over South Courtright in the Battle of Unbeatens, Class D semifinal, 39-30. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Have a great night.